Blog Talk Radio.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. Let me be empty. Oh, weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace.
What a beautiful song there, we are glad you are here on Journey Into the Light. We are live here on a Sunday night. Summertime has arrived, and hope everybody's having a great time. I know a lot of people are out and about, and on vacations, and at the parks, and at the friend's house, and all that stuff, since it stays light so late these days, and But we're glad that the folks are able to catch the show live or in archive, which is a big thing, especially in the summertime, when people are able to catch the show at their convenience. So it's all the shows are listed in the archives right here, and it's totally free. Free, did I say that? You don't need a membership or anything like that, like a lot of other networks where you got to have pay for a membership. You can listen to show after show after show, which I know a lot of you folks do at different times of your day. Many of you guys listen to the show to and from work or at lunchtime, and that's awesome. So make sure you jot it down. Make sure you click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen for updates for all the new and upcoming shows heading your way. And don't forget about our Love in Action, our homeless mission. Links are on the show page to make a donation to the GoFundMe link or to the PayPal address there as well. Coming up top of the, in 1 hour, the Divine Medium, Christina Watts, is here. Going to be taking your calls, bringing you connections, and it's going to be another great show. But right now, we're set for a great show this hour with Trish Sparrow, psychic medium, automatic writer, and she's going to be taking your calls. So dial on in, 347-884-8245. Then make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? All right. We'll be here all through the week as we always are. We'll be starting up tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So write that down. Maybe circle it 5 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. Okay, all right. Well, as you guys are calling on in, chat room is open also if you want to hop on in there and say hello. There we go there. Okay. All right, reading a few of the comments there. So I'm going to go to our switchboard and let's bring up from way up there in Canada in the eastern part, the Atlantic time. Let's welcome to the show Trish Sparrow. Welcome, Trish.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Great.
Excellent.
The Ooh, crowd is glad to have you here. So, how are things?
Always nice to have a welcoming committee. Sorry.
Yes. How are things that far north?
Things are good. It's really, really humid here, but it's nice. We've been praying for this hot weather.
I bet. Long winters.
Yes, it's been long, that's for sure.
All right,
well,
great.
How are you doing?
Great for you guys.
How are you doing,
we're doing, Michael? Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good here. Just trying to keep it cool as summer has arrived, Oklahoma, in the 90s now, but that's not bad. As long as we stay out of the hundreds, we're doing all right. Trish, what's the topic today?
The topic today is dealing with change, or in more specific terms, sudden change. I had a sudden change happen to me today that could have really bowled me over, and instead I decided to really just go with it because I didn't have a choice. If I may explain, I came out of my apartment this morning to go for a beautiful walk around the trails near where I live. There's a bird sanctuary, Fairy Lake it's called. And I was met with my landlord who said, "I have some papers for you to sign." And I was like, big gulp. Oh, no, what's that about? And she came out of the house, and sure enough, it was my 60 days notice to vacate my apartment. And it hit me by surprise. I didn't see it coming. And I kind of, the first thing that happens for me anyway is that, my knees get a little weak. I go into a bit of a panic. My stomach feels upset. My heart starts beating fast. That's like a panic response. And that then draws up past memories of when the rug's been pulled out from under me and it calls up all that fear, and it's like, oh my God. So I literally had to stop myself, and I had to just say, guys, please help ground me. Because I had become a little, off kilter with that. And finally, I said aloud, okay, I wonder what come from this now. And I noticed within a few minutes, I started to really calm down. And it was like, okay, my guides are directing me to go live somewhere else. And it's funny because in hindsight now, for the past 6 weeks or so, I have had the urge and acted upon the urge to start purging my apartment, getting rid of stuff that I don't need anymore, cleaning up, lightening up. And I thought, whatever, it feels good. I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but okay, it feels good. So intuitively, I knew a change was coming, but I didn't know that in the moment that I got my notice to move. And there's no hard feelings, of course. My landlady needs her apartment for a family member, and we always take care of our own, so that's wonderful. That's the way it's supposed to be. Anyways, you know, so I immediately started, you know, journaling. And then, right after that, I got on the internet and I started looking for apartments. Lo and behold, I went and viewed one today, and I really feel, less than 8 hours later, I feel I already have a new place to live, and it is perfect. Anyway, that's the way I feel in my tummy. It is calm. It's wonderful. This new apartment that I went to see has, it has every single item that I could ever want on my wish list, and then some. And not only that, the people that are renting it, I work with somebody at the hospital as part of my other job. And I just thought, you know, God's fingerprints are all over this. Like, oh my, my. So, and it's affordable, and it's just, it's like, wow. It was a sudden change that could have threw me for a loop, could have really ruined my day, but it didn't. To me, that is beautiful spiritual growth for anybody. I'm just wondering for people out there, any callers that wish to discuss, how do you deal with sudden change like that? And maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's a loss of a job. You know, I can't even imagine that. Anyway, that would be really, really difficult. Anyways, so if people want to call in and just, you know, even if it's not about sudden change, if you just have questions, I welcome them all. And me and the guys are here, as you may have, to the best of our ability.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great, Trish. All right. Yeah, let's do that here, and let's work in the callers here and see what the questions are, the thoughts are, and what she had to say also, and how it affects them. And, yeah, it's a great question. So we invite everybody to call in, 347-884-8245. Just press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, but start calling in now to get in line. And we'll go first, and area code 949. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Exodus, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, did you say Exodus?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that is, what an awesome name. That is so cool.
Thank you very
you
much.
You sound like a god. You sound like a god.
Oh,
or god. No, thank you for calling. What is your question?
Well, I'm not sure. Are you doing mediumship readings tonight?
Absolutely, if that's what you need, absolutely.
Yes, I would love to get a reading, and I know that sometimes, you know, the person that you want to come through doesn't always come through, but I would really love to see if my mom could come through.
Okay. Let's see what's happening there in the ether between heaven and earth here.
Okay.
What I can pick up on. Does the name Marilyn mean anything to you?
Marilyn. No.
Okay, because I got the name Marilyn. Or, okay, did your mom's name start with an M name? Marilyn, Margaret, Marlene, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but you know what? Make a note of that. It may not make sense right now, but it may later on. It may be somebody who's with her or anything like that. I just pass on the information that they give me. Okay. Let's see what else. I'm just tuning in for a moment here. Do you feel anybody, I'm getting this a lot lately, it's amazing. Do you feel like somebody's touching your hair? Do you ever
sometimes
get that feeling?
Yes.
Okay, that's your mom. Amazing. The third time that's come through in readings this week. They seem to go in weird themes. That's her. How long ago did she pass?
She passed away in 2009.
Okay, so it's been a few years. Okay. She plays with your hair. And that's just, it's like a loving way of just letting you know that she's around. Did you get a piece of jewelry from her, like a ring or a necklace or a watch or something that you wear? All right.
Yes.
Okay, she sees. Do you wear it all the time, or do you take it off sometimes?
I wear it during special occasions when I wish she was there.
Okay, she sees you doing that because she's showing me a really. It's like I don't know if it's a family heirloom, but it's been in the family for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is what she's showing me. Yeah, it's like not antique, but it has special meaning. She shows me a piece of jewelry. And that she knows that you're wearing it, so she knows what's going on, and it makes her smile each time because she knows the reason that you're putting it on, and it's because you want her around, and it's got her energy in it. So you're actually, every time you wear that, you bring her with you.
Okay.
Which is really beautiful. It's really quite beautiful. Now, did she have cancer or some kind of terminal illness?
No.
No, okay. Okay. All right. I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. Okay. So, sorry, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure why, but I'm getting the image of a beautiful sunset, like on water. Does that mean anything to you? Okay. Sorry, are you still there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well,
that's okay.
I mean, it could mean that I'm headed on vacation and in an area where I'll be seeing some beautiful sunsets. Maybe that's it.
Okay. That's actually a very good thing. that pretty much tells me she knows what's going on. And she will be accompanying you. She'll be accompanying you on some of those things. So, do you dream about her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you hear her voice? Like, do you wake up with her voice still kind of in your ear almost?
I hear her voice all the time, off and on.
Okay. Okay, that's excellent. Okay, she's giving me some really good confirmation here then. So she knows that you know that she's around, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's not giving me her name, though. Sometimes they just won't give me their names. No, she's not giving me her name. Pardon?
She went by the name Lou. Her name was Lucille.
Oh, okay. That is funny. Oh my gosh. That was my grandmother's name, so that's really funny that she didn't share that with me. Anyway. sometimes they won't. I don't know why. Sometimes they do. It comes through clear as anything, but not always.
Yeah.
Okay, but this, like, the sunset that I'm seeing is gorgeous, and the colors are just beautiful. You know, there's purples and there's pinks, and then it's shimmering off the water, and it's like diamond shapes on the water.
Oh, wow.
I love it. And it's funny, too, because sunset is actually the psychic symbol for the ending of something, usually something rough that you've been going through. So when it
mm-hmm.
ends, then, of course, then comes the sunrise, which is the beginning of something really beautiful. So there's a dual message here going on here for you, Exodus.
Okay. Great.
It's really, really, it's really cool. Yeah, but she knows exactly what's going on with you.
She does. Okay.
And it's beautiful. Yeah. There's lots and lots of love there.
Yeah. I know. I miss her so much.
Yeah. She knows it, too. Yeah,
yeah,
she knows it. I feel like she watches you when you sleep, but she talks to you when you sleep.
Yeah, she does,
and I think that's when she plays with your hair as well, but also in your waking time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, you can't get rid of me that easy.
I don't.
No, I know. It's almost like a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, yeah. God bless you, sweetie. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We thank you for your call there again. If you want to call on in, I have a question here for Trish Spiro. Call on in, 347-884-8245. Just press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Let's go next. Area code 630. You're up. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Your line is up. We can't hear you. Are you there? Hello, hello. Okay, well, I guess we will try another call there. All right, let's go to Kathleen in Massachusetts.
Hello. Hi, Trish.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm glad I got through. And
excellent.
I do have a question for you, and I hope
okay.
your superpowers will give me the answer.
Okay.
What do you see or what you think is causing swelling in my feet, ankles, and legs, but not the upper legs? It's like from the kneecap down. And be honest, and be truthful, I need the truth. If it's
okay,
bad, I don't
I
care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, the medical term that I just heard was edema, which is
right
swelling. Yeah.
But the fluid pills don't work for me. The diuretics, they don't work. And I was told
mm-hmm.
it's not water retention.
Hmm. Have you had your kidneys checked?
Yeah.
What do they say about that?
Well, my son was born with hydronephrosis, which causes high blood pressure as a baby, and I had to give him high blood pressure medicine and take him to the doctor a few times a week. But they didn't see any hydronephrosis or anything abnormal. Is that your... You know, they could have missed something. Just because I went to them doesn't mean I went to the right doctor either. You know what I mean?
No, no. Is this an ongoing thing or is it sudden?
Yeah, but it was so bad yesterday. I had the hardest time walking and I was in such pain. And I have a hard time walking up the steps to go to my bedroom or the bathroom. And it's been going on for years, but it even hurts now. And I sat outside with my feet elevated, but I don't know what the heck's going on.
You know what? I am not actually being shown. I'm not being shown anything. I think it's because my guides are they're telling me. You are not a doctor, Trish. And I'm like, yes, I realize that. But they are giving me a name, and it's actually a guy that I've just recently discovered. Have you ever heard of Anthony Williams?
No, and who is he?
Okay. He is a guy, he's actually known as the medical medium. He wrote a book called The Medical Medium, and he's actually amazing. So if you have access to a bookstore or something, or even you can even get it on Amazon.com. It's an ebook. It doesn't cost very much, but you can find out so much from that. So he goes so much deeper than the doctors go because he has a spirit that literally speaks through him. And you can look up different kinds of edema. And I'm not even really, they're not showing me much of anything just because they're saying, they're kind of telling me, no, you're not a doctor, Trish. This is not your specialty. Which, you know, I have to honor what they're telling me.
But this medical medium, what is it, a book with every ailment in it, and you just look up the page?
A lot. There's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff in this. And if the doctors aren't finding anything, he goes so much deeper than what the medical community. I'm not saying that they don't know. Because, you know, they know
I'm
a lot
saying
of stuff.
It.
Okay.
Well, my
okay.
brother had congestive heart failure, and he passed away. And I've noticed my weight has, around my stomach, has been excessive since last year. I can't get into my shorts. My legs are so swollen, my ankles and my feet, and they hurt. And I can't.
Yeah.
And my doctor says, well, all the blood is pooling to your feet. And you need more exercise. Well, how the heck do you exercise if you're in pain?
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Your skin is tight.
Mm-hmm. No. You obviously know that there's a problem there. So do you have a pen and paper to write this information down?
Yeah, I wrote down Anthony Williams, medical medium.
Yeah. Medical, it's William. There's no S on the end of William. That might mess you up in your search. Search on the internet.
Okay.
See what you can find. You know what? You will be amazed. You might even be able to diagnose yourself. That's how scary good this guy is.
All right. I just hope it's not
Oh my
bad.
God. Well, you know what? In the meantime, Let me just see what they have to say.
Don't be afraid to tell me.
No, I'm not. Right now they want me, I'm asking who can I tell her to call on. And they're saying call on, there's three. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, he's the angel of absolute healing, and Jesus, the ascended master. Those three, very, very, very powerful healers.
And
but
so
they
what
need
do you do
invitation.
When you pray to them? You just ask them to...
You know what?
Listen.
First thing, yeah, you
I never
extend
pray
an
to an angel.
Just extend an invitation for them to come into your vibration. And just ask them, just tell them, I need healing. First, I need to know what's wrong with me. Please send me the right people or send me to the right people who can help me. And before you go to sleep at night, ask them to minister over you with their angelic love and healing powers. It's really amazing. Have you ever done that before?
No, and I used to always kneel and say my prayers, but my knees are gone to hell. But I my prayers in bed. And when I'm lying down in bed, but I never pray to angels. I just don't. I wasn't taught that way growing up.
Are you willing to are you willing to take a chance and do something different?
Yeah, to pray to one of them.
Beautiful. And they're telling me we do not require you to kneel before us. We love you just the way you are.
Okay.
That's exactly what they said. It's not necessary to kneel before anybody. They'll take you just as you are.
All right. I appreciate it because
I
don't go a night without saying my prayers. And that's why I was brought
up. Yeah. Beautiful. So now... it's time to be more specific in your prayers because you need help. And
I know, I can barely
help.
Walk. It hurts so much.
Oh, I have such deep compassion for you, sweet soul. I'm sorry for your pain.
I can't even wear a dress. My legs,
I
look like an elephant.
Oh, that is not, It really annoys me that a doctor would say, get more exercise. Are you kidding me?
I've had my thyroid done again. I've had my vein. I went to a vein specialist. I went to a cardiologist, but I thought he was just kind of flippant with me. Oh, wear support stockings. I'm there like, give me a break. That's not the answer. There's something going on.
No. There's something much, much deeper. And you know what? This guy, Anthony William, I can't say enough about him. When I tuned in to what my guide said, first they told me, you're not a doctor, Trish. And I said, yes, I know, but how can I help this sweet soul? And then they said, Anthony William. And I went, oh, yeah. This guy
so
is amazing.
So he doesn't do readings, but he wrote a book. He doesn't do readings.
He does do readings. Do you have Hay House Radio at all?
No.
I hope I'm not. Sorry, Michael. I hope I'm not overstepping here. But he is on Hay House Radio, and he is live on there. You might actually be able to call in and ask him.
Yeah, I never heard of Hay House.
Okay.
I'll get the book anyway. That I can get off.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sending you lots of love.
All right. And same to you, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
And And Kathleen, I know Kathleen's called the show for a number of years. I consider her a friend, and I just want to say a couple things to her. And because this some of the issues you're talking about, I deal with myself. So let me just say to you, you know, definitely, you know, you're discounting the. This is my opinion. It's not a reading, but you're discounting the medical group of doctors too much. If you don't like what you've been given, go see another one. But that is where your help is going to be. I don't want you to think, Kathleen, that, you know, your help is going to come in phone readings and your health. It's just not. You need to get that doctor help. I'm never going to be a show that's going to say readings above a doctor. No way. Okay, go. These are the medical people. They're trained. They go through a lot of years of training and learning to know what's going on. And listen to them. It might not be what we want to hear. I hear stuff from my doctor, too. I don't want to hear it either. But, and the reason they say more exercise is because my massage therapist tells me this, is because when you walk, it flushes those legs through the fluids that you have, you know, in your legs that you're talking about, you're swollen. It flushes them. It has no choice. And you know, you talked about, you know, the weight and stuff like that being an issue. Well, that's one of the reasons you got the fluid in your legs is, and again, I deal with some of that myself. So again, this is not, you know, I'm just saying this because I you're a friend, care about you, and I want to give you some information that I give. Now, one last thing I'll say is one thing that I do with my legs is every night after the shows, I will go to my recliner, put my feet up, which is very important, but I also put ice packs on my legs because my massage therapist does that. So I got my own ice packs here, and I put them up to about my knee, and I put them on there for about 20, 30 minutes, and it really helps. And I know your income is not great or anything like that, but you could find a massage therapist to come by however often you can to your location, your house, probably, I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. And just work on the legs, you know, flush that fluid out. That would be so important. But again, see a doctor, see what's going on. And I hope that helps. And I say that from my heart. So I hope you know that. I think you do. Okay. Trish, how do folks get a hold of you if they want private sessions?
Okay. You can reach me at my email address, which is trishsparrowmedium@gmail.com. They can reach... call me at 919-0525-0989. It's my phone. Leave a message if I don't answer right away. Or they can check me out on my website, which is www.trishsparrow.com.
Okay, we have that all linked. Okay, and we have that all linked there on the show page. And one last question Kathleen had is, don't know what doctor to go to. And like I said earlier, if you call hospitals in your area, tell them your condition, they will list the doctors that they're associated with that will treat what you have, and also they'll also be able to match to make sure they take your insurance, okay? So call hospitals in your area is one good suggestion, or a referral line, you know. They have a list of qualified doctors as well. That should help you get on your way, at least to start. So we do care about you. I do care about all the listeners and callers. So and always have my whole just about 10 years doing this. Let's go next then to area code 516. You're up next. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Candace. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Candace.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Hi. Oh, you're welcome. Nice to hear from you. Did you want to share something or have a question?
Yes, I'm a teacher, and the other day my student had an accident in the hallway, like right in front of my classroom. And it was pretty bad, and I'm still, like, shaking over it, and I can't seem to get over it. And I know there's a reason for things, and, I mean, accidents happen, but I think there's more to this, and until I know it, I feel like I can't let it go. Do you have any idea what this was about?
So it was like a trauma? Would you consider that to be, like, a trauma? Okay. Was he taken to the hospital?
Yes. She was.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Right away, I'm seeing. See, sometimes we see things when we're children, but they're like repressed memories. That's exactly what I'm hearing is repressed memory. It could be because you were so young when you saw it, but that is still there. It's the initial shock. And not only the shock, but it's also all the people around who are reacting. And especially young children are like psychic sponges. They pick up on all that residual energy of the reaction of other people as well. I just want to tune in a little bit. I'm not getting anything specific. Did you see anybody, like a grandmother or grandfather, did they collapse or anything in front of you that you know of when you were young?
I saw my grandfather before he passed.
How old were you then?
I was an adult.
Oh, okay. Okay, so,
You mean as a child?
Yeah, because there's something going on here. I'm not even sure if it, this is going to sound weird, but I'm not even sure if it's from this lifetime. Do you believe in past lives?
I do.
Because it might even be like a past life cell memory that you're seeing. I'm not picking up on anything definitive. They showed me a grandmother or grandfatherly figure, and I'm not sure if you saw anything like that. And it's just that feeling of total powerlessness. It's really freaky.
Yeah.
How old was this girl who had the accident?
11.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, like as soon as you started describing it, I heard the word trauma. But I think it refers to you, like you saw something that traumatized you. Like I said, I don't even know if it's from this life. It's very it's extremely vague. I'm not getting a clear picture of what's going on there. So, this girl, she's still alive, right? Like it didn't take her life.
Yes.
God forbid.
Yes. No.
She okay. Okay. Good.
She just has a horrible scar, like on her face.
Oh, you know. Poor baby.
I know. I know. Yeah.
Okay, as soon as you said scar on the face, I got an image of a dog. Like a dog attacking. Did you see anything like that when you were young?
A dog attacking. I had a pretty poor memory, I gotta be honest with you.
Okay. All right. When did it happen?
Thursday.
The accident? Thursday, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just asking my guides, are you having, do you keep seeing it when you're trying to fall asleep and stuff? Does it keep, does it jar you awake? Wow.
Yes, exactly.
So it was a pretty big
And it's like, even during the day, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I really feel, I'm really feeling like this. I really do feel it's a repressed memory. But it's the suddenness and the because we remember the energy, maybe not the event, but the energy that gets recalled. It's so weird how that can happen. Okay. Do you talk to angels, communicate with angels?
I do. I do try to. I ask for help. I do. When
okay.
When I feel like I can't do it, you know, I do ask for help, yes.
Okay.
I have asked for help.
Beautiful.
And I even thought of going to talk to a therapist even because I'm like, I can't seem to shake it. I don't know why. Well, because you're saying
okay.
I'm connecting it to something in the past. It's more than just this.
You know what? Yeah, there's definite, I want to say roots connected to this for you. I'm not even sure. It almost feels like there's something in you that needs to be healed. Because you said, like, something that you may not even be aware of. It wouldn't be a bad idea to talk to somebody because they may know the right questions to ask to draw that information out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'm asking which archangel would be good to ask for. Archangel Raphael. I'm getting the color green. Yeah. So Archangel
Raphael. I heard
Raphael.
That too. Before you said it, I heard it. That's so funny.
Oh, that's so cool. So good. So you are listening. Excellent. Because he can heal on all levels, you know, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And so just as you're falling asleep tonight, do you have any crystals?
I don't keep them near me, but I have, you know, I do have, yes,
okay.
A bunch.
Do you have any that are green? Do you have any that are green?
I definitely do, yes.
Okay. It doesn't matter which one. I'm hearing it doesn't matter which one. Just take a green one and just hold it in your hand and just, you know, just call, you know, invite Archangel Raphael in and just tell him, help me heal this trauma, whatever it is. Even if it's just for the time being so that you can at least function without, you know, being affected by this. I mean, obviously you care so much, so how can you not be affected by seeing somebody you care for being hurt that way? So,
right.
Oh, poor sweet soul. Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. And if you're able to play some sort of soothing music,
okay.
I don't know if you have anything like that around, but just something that can even distract you for a little while. But I think talking to a therapist, it might be a really good idea.
Really? Okay.
I do, because, yeah, there's something much deeper going on here. And I'm not even sure if it happened to you. I think it didn't happen to you. It's something you witnessed. That's the first thing I got was repressed memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. And even, like, we can even be a year old, and we don't have the memory then. But the energy is there. Like, it is there, but we can't identify it because we're so little at the time.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, I have deep compassion for you, Candace.
Well, thank you so much.
That's hard. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless.
Well, hopefully all these things, I'll definitely try them out. And hopefully, I think
excellent.
Time, too, does heal, you know, we forget. And
yeah,
it doesn't hurt as much. But
and,
just
and taking these steps too will lead to even better things as well. This is like a beginning, and you know, all will become clear, I believe, in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love the job you do. My nephew's a teacher. He just moved to Boston to be with his wife. He's Canadian and she's in Boston, and they're both teachers. And I just love teachers. They're awesome.
Well, thank you. It's a tough job, but it's very gratifying as well.
Absolutely. Very tough. You're helping to raise the next generation. Not raise them, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Help. We definitely do help.
Yeah. Definitely. Do. Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, God bless
you. Thank
you
so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Blessings to you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the service you do to helping the kids. We appreciate you. And thanks for calling in to the show. Trish, before we wrap up again, tell the listeners how people can reach you for a private session.
Okay, a private session. What I recommend is that if people want a private session, to please send me an email at trishsparrowmedium@gmail.com. And just let me know what it is that you want, whether it's automatic writing or mediumship, or I can even do distance Reiki healing. You can send me your questions, and also send me your phone number, because I can call you when I'm finished doing the healing. And then if you have, you know, just to clarify further information other than what you can get from the email, we can actually chat for a few minutes and I can get even more details to you. So that's how you can reach me.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Trish, for connecting with us. It's a great hour here. It's working with everybody, and we'll see you back here next show.
Okay, you have a great week then, Michael.
Okay, you too. Take care, Trish. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Alrighty, everybody, our next and final show will be starting here in just a couple minutes at the top of the hour. So this one's going to end. So everybody that's wanting to join our next show with the Divine Medium, just call back in, okay, everybody? Redial, as I say. It will be with Christina Watts, the Divine Medium, and taking your phone call. So I'm going to end this now, and everybody redial. We'll see you all in a couple minutes.